There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11 listeners.
This is Jimmy.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that, well, while Lee's away, the kid will play, I guess. So this week is Lee's on vacation, as some of you know, if you listened to Derek's interview earlier. So it's a friends week here at 50 Days of Dragon Con. So joining me now, the Ross to my Rachel, serve.
John, it's so good to talk to you again.
It must be almost Dragon Con time.
I know. You know, we tend to ignore each other for 8 to 10 months of the year, and then all of a sudden we come chums again, buddy, and then we sleep in the same room, sometimes the same bed. Oh, wait.
Our wives don't mind, really.
No, not really. Because
it takes the burden off them. Anyway, I've asked Serve to join me tonight to just kind of do a random filler podcast while we wait for Lee to get back so we can resume our normal director conversations. And so, sir, do you know when your first Dragon Con was? Do you remember?
Ooh. I don't really remember. I think it was 98.
It sounds about right. Do you remember who you saw, perhaps?
I don't. I'll be honest with you. I do remember my first Dragon Con rather vividly, but I don't remember specific guests. What I remember is thinking, okay, I'm going to go down to the Star Wars track. That's where I'm going to spend all my time. I'm just going to live in the Star Wars track. And I went down in there, and they were having a panel discussion the first day of the con. And I walked in, and they were talking about things that I hadn't heard of or read, and I felt that I was pretty well-versed in Star Wars. And to walk in the first day and be like, what? I felt like, holy cow, I've stepped into a whole new universe here.
Yeah. You're a big Star Wars fan, if anybody doesn't know. So let me ask you this, because I haven't actually gotten an opportunity to ask you this yet. What is your expectation for the movie coming up?
I'm excited for it. My expectation for The Force Awakens is I'm cautiously optimistic. Went and saw Ant-Man over the weekend, and there was a Star Wars trailer in front of it. It was nice to see. It was the second trailer that everybody's seen 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. Where Han and Chewie are at the end. We're home. Mm-hmm. But it was nice to see that on the big screen, and everybody was chattering about it while it was playing. And so I'm cautiously optimistic. I think Disney can at least do as good as what the prequels did. I'm certainly hoping for better, but they can't do much worse.
Yeah. So will you spend some time in the Star Wars track this year? Or?
I might go down to the Star Wars track this year. Honestly, a lot of my time this year, as I see it, is going to be spent in the Brit track, because I'm going to be on some panels, I think, for the Brit track. The X track, of course, mm-hmm. with Buddy Lee.
Who's Lee?
She's this lady.
Oh, I think I've heard of her.
She's 3 feet tall.
Yeah. I have heard of her. Yeah, she's about, yay tall, right? Yeah, okay.
And you've probably seen her, but you've missed her because she's so small. She just blends into crowds. It's very difficult to find her. So,
So you're doing some treks. So actually, over the years, your the way that you spend Dragon Con has changed immensely, right? I mean,
It has. initially, I definitely wanted to attend tracks. I wanted to be in tracks and hear things and listen to things. And now it's more of, okay, I'm going to be in a track if I'm on the panel. And if I'm not on the panel, I'm usually walking around absorbing the Dragon Con vibe, checking out costumes, perhaps having a Sam Adams Oktoberfest, which comes out about this time.
Yes.
Even watching a little college football, which kicks off right around that time.
That is true.
And hanging out with my friends, which is always, for me, the height of Dragon Con. It's just hanging out with all my buddies.
Yeah, so you do a lot of hanging out with everybody, but you also spend some time in the dealer room. Do you have any tips for people that that go down there into the dealer room? And also, you do this thing. I don't know if you still do it. You've done it the last few years. But are you packing more than one shirt this year or no?
I plan to pack two shirts. One of them will be a Florida State shirt because Florida State's playing on Saturday, and I must have a Florida State shirt for the football game. And I need to travel with a shirt on my back during my travel to Dragon Con. So
what do you do to get the rest of your shirts then?
Well, that's where I go to the dealer room. The dealer rooms and the vendor rooms, because there's a slight difference there. That the dealer rooms are sort of the comic shops and the toy shops and the not your big companies, not Wizards of the Coast if they have a booth. That's the vendor room. That's the big room, the clean room, the spiffy room. No, you have to go down to the dealer room where things get a little grimy. Things are a little rougher down there.
Now, over the years, I mean, yeah, the last 2 years, it's been over across at the America's Mart.
Right.
And those that are new to Dragon Con or happen to be listening to this, those of you that are old vets know this. The way that the rooms used to be divided, because now it's sort of, it seems almost they're blended a little bit. There's it's a little more mixed, but the way the dealer rooms were, or the rooms were split up, you used to have a dungeon basically you went to for the dealer room, and occasionally it used to be that there were signings in there too.
Down in the pit.
Yeah, and then the dealer room was up actually. Or excuse me, the vendor room, the bigger, nicer room, I guess. Even though it wasn't just, Blizzard or people like that. It was a mix of, but it was the larger vendors, if you will, the more established vendors, I suppose. They were up in the nice, clean, well lit room that you could see everything, and you were still back to back with everybody, but it wasn't as horrible as it was downstairs.
That's true. That's very true. But you're right. Since they moved over to the America's Mart, it's on two levels now. The America's Mart, since they moved it over there, I don't know if anyone else has commented to you or has mentioned this anywhere else, but I've always felt in the past when we were, when it was in the pit, I could maneuver around. I knew where I was going. Since they've moved to America's Mart, I can get turned around in there and have no idea if I'm going down the same row that I went up 2 minutes ago, or if this is a new row. What am I going north, west, northwest, southeast? I don't know. I have no idea. It's very Vegas-like in their layout. They're smart. No windows. You don't know if it's daytime or nighttime. Just shopping.
Yeah, and so you go down there and you find you buy your t-shirts there, right?
Yes, I've got to get some t-shirts because I travel from the West Coast. I'm a West Coaster now, living in Portland, Oregon. So I've got to make sure that my baggage does not weigh too much to get onto the flight or I'm in trouble. So the clear choice is shirts. I can always buy shirts at Dragon Con, and I've got some great shirts from Dragon Con. My View Askew t-shirt, I know that's one that you've always appreciated. Mm-hmm. I picked up a Magnum PI t-shirt 1 year. That was pretty fun. Shaun of the Dead t-shirt. That one was good. I still have that one. So I like to look for the t-shirts. I like to find some, pick up three or four while I'm there. Now, one of the things, since I do have to buy t-shirts early or I have to go bare-chested, and no one wants that, I do have to pretty much pay full price. But if I can just buy one or two the first day, maybe I can wait until the last day of the con, and then I can go in and try and work them down on price. And if that doesn't work, then I can send John or Shag, one of our other buddies, in and try and have him work them down on price. See just how low we can get the price on some of these t-shirts. And that's a concerted effort that we've worked in the past.
Now, of course, on your best shopping day for that kind of thing is on Monday, because nobody wants to ship any of this stuff home. No one wants to have to bring it all home with them. Now,
they don't want to pack it back up, take it back out, put it in their car, get it shipped to them, whatever. So they're willing to do a little bit better deals on Monday, especially as the day goes on.
And especially if it's a smaller dealer, right? So there is a, like the Steve Jackson booth that's always there. They're not really cutting you deals, on Monday, because they've got...
They're going to sell it online. They're going to sell it at the con.
Yeah,
they don't have to cut you a deal, but the local comic shop that set up a booth that has some stuff, maybe they're willing to sell that Iron Man helmet for $100 instead of $130 because, you know, it's 20 pounds and they don't want to have to deal with it.
Now, I will tell you that sometimes waiting till Monday can backfire because there was a coffee mug place that was there last year, which was really cool. Serv and I bought Lee actually a shield mug from there, and I wanted to go back and get. And I thought, well, I'll wait till Monday to go back here and pick up. I forget what it was that I wanted to get for my kids, and sure enough, they were all sold out. So,
kids, yeah,
yeah. So it can backfire on you. But, you know, for the most part, everyone still has something left, so.
And speaking of that, John, I saw something. We're not going to mention it on the actual podcast, but I saw something here that I thought might be a nice gift for Lee if we're interested in doing something like that again this year. And maybe I'll just purchase it and bring it, and that way we've got our gift to Lee already off the list.
All right. Well, you'll have to let me know off the air what that is.
Yeah. Off the air.
Yeah. I know I'm bringing a couple of other things for Lee that she doesn't know are coming her way. So mostly syphilis, but the,
hey, quick shot these days should take care of it. Unless it's that viral resistant strain. And that's a whole different issue, but yeah.
Well, you know, she works for the government agency responsible for those things and infecting the world. So,
it is a gift for her, you know?
All right, so let me ask you, who are some of the guests that you remember meeting over the years?
Over the years, I've met some impressive guests, at least in my book. Now, I think the one that you really want to hear the story about, it's the ultra famous. Are you ready?
Yes.
Eric Estrada. Yes. Chips. Eric Estrada. He's the man. So, okay, kids, there was a television show called Chips.
Look it up. It's on the internet.
In the 1970s. And it was about California Highway Patrol officers that rode motorcycles and fought crime. And Eric Estrada was one of them. And for some reason, in college, Uncle Serv and his roommate, Uncle Shag, they would occasionally ditch class and watch Chips instead of going to class. And
stay in school, kids.
Yes, yeah, stay in school. Otherwise, you end up like Uncle Shag and Uncle Serv. And so Eric Estrada holds a high spot on both of our lists of celebrities. And quite a few years ago, Eric Estrada made it to Dragon Con. And Uncle Shag and Uncle Serv had to get our picture with Eric Estrada. And we did, kids. Yes, we got our picture taken with Eric Estrada. Uncle Ferb had a handlebar mustache at the time. That puppet face his. And Eric Estrada, he looked damn good like he always does. So that's my number one celebrity memory. But one of my other memories, similar story here, was Michael Dorn.
Oh, you mean from Star Trek, right?
Right, Star Trek Next Generation. He played Worf. Kids, check IMDb and see what other shows he might have been in. Was he in Ships as well? Yes, he was. So, Shag and I stroll on up to Michael Dorn, who's talking to someone about Star Trek and just kind of shaking his head. Yep, yeah, it was fun. We had a great time. Yeah, that's great. And so we make our way to the front of the line. And very nice to meet you, Mr. Dorn. We're big fans. We really liked your work in Chips. His face lit up. His eyes got big. He's like, you guys remembered I was in Chips? That's great. He sat around and talked to us for 45 minutes, told us stories about the days when he was on the Chips set, told us all sorts of great stories. So some of these celebrities, see what else they've been in. Maybe you want to throw them a curveball, something that they don't get to talk about too much. That might get you an opportunity to really have some good conversations with them.
Yeah, and you've also met shared a beer with Potsy. No, I don't know if you could call it that.
Once upon a time, my good buddy John Boutel, he and I we kind of had a little saturation. We had a kind of enough of the con, so we snuck away up to one of the highest levels in the Hilton, the executive level. Somehow we finagled our way onto the executive level.
Well, I think at that time you still had you're still in good stead with them, so that's how you were on the executive level. Because I think it was your room that was up there.
Yeah, and that's right. That was before they had the trespass warrant against me, but that's okay. So Uncle John and I, we head on up to the executive level, and we're going to have some soda and some chips and watch not the television show Chips. No. We're going to just watch whatever happened to be on TV, maybe catch a football game or something. So we're sitting around watching the big screen TV in the executive level, and who comes up? Potsy and Ralph Mal from Happy Days.
Kids, there was a show called Happy Days back in the...
Sorry about that, kids. That's right. There was another show in the 70s again with Ralph Mal and Potsy. And John and I got to hang out. We were watching a golf tournament, as I recall, and talking about golf and all sorts of crazy stuff with Ralph Mal and Potsy.
That's not Masters Weekend, right? Labor Day's not Masters Weekend. No. Okay.
So it might have been U.S. Open or might have been another big tournament that weekend.
Well, it was a big tournament. I remember that because I believe. Well, never mind. Doesn't matter. So run down how your typical Dragon Con goes, because I know you hit a couple of you always have to hit a couple of things to make your Dragon Con visit complete.
Absolutely. The first thing that I like to do is arrive in Atlanta. That's key.
Chattanooga just won't do.
That's right, kids. If you're not in Atlanta, Dragon Con is not going to be very much fun. So get to Atlanta, and specifically get to the Peachtree Plaza area. Because one time, sir, got off the plane and got on the MARTA and forgot exactly where I needed to get off, and I ended up getting off at Five Points and getting lost and walking up to the World of Coke and thinking, I know I'm close, but I don't know exactly where I'm at. And just about that time, a taxi cab came up, so I grabbed a cab to my hotel, which was only about a mile and a half away, so that was only a $10 cab fare. But remember where the con is actually happening, kids. That helps. So get to Atlanta. That's a key. Get to the Peachtree Center area. That's another key. Now, once you get there, make sure that you have a room, because no one likes to sleep on the couch or on the floor. Or the anime room. I think they come and they kick you out every so often. So We usually, the Unique Geeks, we usually get in a little bit early. Try and get in on Wednesday, gather together. And that way we've got Thursday to kind of catch up, do some other things. Maybe you want to actually go to World of Coke and drink some Coke. Or maybe you want to go to the College Football Hall of Fame, which is right there now, or the CNN Center and get a tour. You can do all those things on Thursday, which is fun. So Thursday night, you have to go to Trader Vic's in the bottom level of the Hilton. That's a traditional unique Greek?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Unique Greek.
We're poor like Greeks, but yeah, we're not Greek. We're just Geeks. So we go. It's a traditional unique Geek drinking hole. We all have Mai Tais or Sai Tais or whatever we drink. And we listen to Tango Heaty with Big Mike. Hopefully Big Mike's there this year. Sometimes he's not there. Sometimes he's out and about touring. But when he's there, Tango Heaty. It's the thing to see. Have some drinks. We have some fun. Stay out way too late. Drink way too much. Miss our first couple panels the next day. And then we get up and actually start the con. We're all running around crazy.
What you do have a first panel, though, that you go to, don't you?
I do, actually. The first panel I try and go to every year is the one that we're on. It's Make the Bad Men Stop with Need Coffee. Our brothers over at Need Coffee, the madhouse that is Need Coffee. They are kind enough to put John and I on the panel. And it's one of the highlights, actually, of the con. Every so often, John and I actually get to say something in the panel as well, which is interesting when we get to actually put our voices on. So, but for all you kids that haven't been, you need to check out Make the Bad Men Stop. We actually do two Make the Bad Men Stop panels with Need Coffee. The first one is it's generally Friday, midday, 1 o'clock, somewhere around there.
I can tell you the tentative. Hold on. Keep going, though.
All right. And the idea behind Make the Bad Men Stop is Hollywood is going to ruin whatever it is that you love, be it a comic book, a novel, even a favorite childhood toy. See the movie Real Steel. That's Rock'em Sock'em Robots for all you kids out there. And Hollywood's going to find a way to ruin all this, so come to the panel and ask us, hey, what's Hollywood going to ruin for us this year? And we'll decide and tell you what we think. Maybe you have some questions about specific shows or television projects or even movies that are coming out. Throw your questions at us. We'll give you as much information as we know. So Make the Bad Men Stop. It's a really good time. Folks out there have a lot of fun. And if you get there early, ask for a bingo card. We play panel bingo. And if you win, you get a prize. And it's hard not to get a prize, quite frankly. Need Coffee has lots of good stuff. They give out lots of gear. They get lots of stuff from vendors all throughout the course of the year. And they kind of hold on to that stuff. They want to give it away as much as they can. They want to get some pictures to show the vendors, hey, we're not just keeping this stuff. We're not selling it on eBay. We're giving it to the people that want to see it, want to play with it, want to have it. So if you win anything, put on a big smile. You know, hold up what you got. Let Need Coffee get a picture so that they can keep rolling in the good stuff.
And
so you got a time?
Oh, go ahead.
You got a time for me?
I'm still looking it up. Hold on. I just got my schedule the other day. I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, you know, you'd think attending professionals would have this stuff together.
Oh, shut up. I can't find it. It's Friday something. Friday at some time. Yeah, I can't find it. Anyway, so then I believe it's Saturday night. But Saturday night, I believe, is this year is the Fun Fest.
Which is another chaotic yet fun Need Coffee event. John and I tend to take part again in this one. We do all sorts of games. We try and riff on some of your favorite games growing up. Maybe Price is Right or Whose Line Is It, or you know, all sorts of games. We do all sorts of stuff. We try and throw new stuff in every year. try something new on, maybe go back to some old favorites. All sorts of stuff going on. Again, prizes galore. Try and give out as many prizes as we can. We throw candy and chips and sodas and all sorts of stuff at you. So you'll get something if you come to the Fun Fest. And every year we've got, I don't know, hundreds of people that come to the Fun Fest, and everybody gets something. You know, you might get candy. You might get a limited edition action figure. Who knows? There's all sorts of good stuff. So that's Saturday. Now, Saturday during the day, tend to mosey around, check out the place, maybe go over and make fun of the Doctor Who people. I don't know. Crazy stuff like that. What are you doing in the daytime, John? Is that famous?
I've got some more panels I do. I do try to head over to, I think we could try to go to Hooters that day, too.
Usually I think that's lunch at Hooters.
Yeah. I'm still trying to find my stupid schedule. Now I'm worried. Now I don't know where the heck it is. I don't even know what email address it went to. Oh, boy.
Well, that's an interesting point you bring up, actually, about Hooters. For those of you who may not have ever been to the con, food is a necessary thing. You need to eat at least once a day. And you should probably try and have a vegetable in there, too.
Lee will tell you twice a day, but okay.
Well, if you have to, you can take time out of your day and eat twice a day. But, you know, once a day is a minimum. So at least get one meal a day and try and have a vegetable in there. But there's all sorts of food you can go to right around the con. There's the food court, actually, at the Peachtree Center. Have lots of choices. It's very busy. Kind of have to time that. Sometimes you go in there. I'd say the biggest, most popular restaurant there is probably Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. I've seen the line. It's the line at Chick-fil-A at times, I would guess this had to have been 80, maybe 90 people full. And that's just crazy for a chicken sandwich. So think about trying some of the other stuff that might be around, but isn't quite as easy to find. There's a Moe's that I like to go to a lot. It's still in the Peachtree food court, but it's a little bit hidden. You have to look around for it. I'm not going to tell you where it is because I don't want to have to wait in line. There's another food court across, I don't even remember what building that one's in. We went to a one last year. We found it. It was the mythical food court that no one could ever find. Whole new building opposite from the Hyatt. And that one wasn't as good a food court, but there weren't 1,000 people in it too, so that was nice. There's a Hard Rock Cafe. There's a Brazilian steakhouse, Trader Vic's. They serve food in addition to Mai Tais and Sai Tais. There's the Corner Bakery. Love that place for breakfast. And do a little exploring. A couple years ago, didn't we go to Gladys Knight's Chicken and Waffles, John?
Yes, 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 we did.
Which was an interesting field trip.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was. It was okay. It's a little bit off the beaten track from Dragon Con, so if you're willing to take a little bit of a walk, it might be fun. We also found a Jimmy John's if you just want a sandwich. You don't want to have to wait in those giant lines over at Corner Bakery.
Because Jimmy John's is freakily fast. Freaky fast.
They are freaky fast. But we're not going to tell you where it is. You're going to have to do the research on your own because we don't want to tell you exactly where to go because that's where we are and we want to get in and out.
I do have a time for you. I found my stupid schedule.
20 minutes later.
Yeah. Make the Bad Men Stop is on Friday, tentatively, of course, Friday at 1 p.m. The Fun Fest is on Saturday at 8:30. The Make the Bad Men Stop is going to be in the extract room with Lee. And that is M106 and M107. In the Marriott. The Need Coffee Fun Fest is Regency 5 in the Hyatt. Yep.
Regency is that 5. Where we were last year, too?
I think so. That's also where Solve This is this year too. And Make the Bad Men Stop is the Say Goodbye to Hollywood edition is on Monday at 2:30. So mostly everyone is leaving at that time.
Right. It's very difficult to catch the entirety of the Make the Bad Men Stop and the Need Coffee group for the second one. Second one tends to have fewer panelists just because people like John and I have to catch flights to different areas of the country. Mm. So we might be on our way.
Who are you flying in with this year?
Southwest. So I actually get free luggage. So maybe I will pack an extra t-shirt or two.
Right. Well, as long as it doesn't go over 50 pounds, you're okay.
Exactly. So I'm pretty sure cotton t-shirt will be safe. But anyhow, I've got all sorts of other stuff I need to pack.
Let me ask you, for someone who's brand new, has never gone to Dragon Con before, what three tips, I'm putting you on the spot here, what three tips would you give them? Advice, tips, whatever.
All right. First of all, you're going to run into people that smell funky. Don't be one of those people. Take a shower. Take a shower at least once a day. Deodorant. It's your friend. Use it. Put it on. We love it.
By the way, just an Axe body spray shower does not count.
That is not a shower. That is horrible in many, many, many ways. So don't be one of those stinky people that everybody looks at and gives the stink eye to because, yeah. Another good tip, be friendly. Meet people. Talk to people. Have a smile on your face. You're going to talk to some people that are going to be crazy. And maybe you have a conversation with them and you're like, oh, I'm out of my depth. I'm just going to exit stage left. That's fine. You can do that. But maybe you're going to meet some people that are really good people, good friends, meet up with them every year, people that you like to hang out with. So be friendly, be approachable, have some conversations, get a little bit out of your comfort zone. And third, just have a great time. There's a little bit of chaos going on during Dragon Con. If you've never been, you'll see. It's a little bit rowdy from time to time, and places get difficult to get into and out of. Just have a little patience, take a deep breath, and just go with the flow. There's not a lot you can do about it.
Except what you can't change, which is the direction that this particular path is going right now. So
that's right. You were thinking, hey, I'm headed to the Marriott, and all of a sudden the deluge of people coming at you forces you back into the Hyatt. Okay.
I guess maybe I wanted to be in the Hyatt then.
That's right. Maybe I needed to be in the Hyatt. The Hyatt's maybe the place to be. So check some out. Maybe there's a panel going on that you just want to drop into and check out. I've done that before too. Some of the best panels I ever just dropped into were in the science track.
Oh, yeah, yeah, just dropping in on those, because there's a lot of smart people in there, and it'll just signify how dumb you really are.
Well, yeah. And
it'll tell you how dumb you are, not signify, whatever. See, I'm already telling you, I'm dumb. Go ahead.
We're dumb. We're dumb together, John. That's us. But dropped into a science panel discussion one time on medical marijuana, and that was a very interesting panel. I found that very interesting.
Why is that, sir?
Changed my life.
All right. So
some stuff, but that's okay.
So before we let you go, before we say adios, I got a quick little quiz. I just started giving this with Derek, and I'm going to give this to the rest through the rest of the podcast. Basically, it's a this or that. So I'm going to list two things. You pick which one, and we're just going to move to the next one. All right? Punk or classic rock?
Classic rock.
Third Doctor or Eighth Doctor?
I don't think I've had eight doctors. I'll stick with my proctologist.
Football or Star Wars?
Football.
Chipotle or Moe's?
Moe's. Is there a question? I only fucking Chipotle food.
Host Hotel or Airbnb?
Airbnb, there's some interesting stuff there, but if you've never been at a host hotel, you got to do it at least once.
Dealer room or vendor room?
Dealer room. It's seedy.
Lager or pale ale?
Lager. Definitely lager.
CVS or Publix?
Publix. Definitely Publix.
Atlanta in December or Tallahassee in September?
Oh, Atlanta in December.
Trader Vic's or Trader Joe's?
Trader Vic's!
And Hyatt or Hilton?
Hilton. If they
cool. So, say that again.
I'm sorry about that, Hilton. Just, you know, can we just let it be water under the bridge?
So, Serv, thank you for joining us tonight. I appreciate it. Any last thoughts you have for folks out there?
Really looking forward to getting out there. If you have any interest, if you like this panel or if this podcast, you want to see us on some of the panels that John and I are on. We're both on Make the Bad Men Stop. We're going to be on quite a few different panels. Come to a fun fest on Saturday night with Need Coffee. We're going to have a great time. We're going to throw all sorts of good stuff out there. Keep in mind, things are chaotic during Dragon Con. Just put a smile on. Go with the flow. Have fun. I look forward to meeting anyone that wants to come up and talk to us. Like I said, step out of your comfort zone. Meet new people. Have a great time. And Labor Day weekend can't get here quick enough, can it, John?
No, and actually, it's only 29 days as we record this. 29 days from now.
Wow.
Till the con starts. It's actually like 27 until we're there.
Till we show up, right.
Yeah,
so. Get kicked out of the first hotel. So, yeah.
All right, cool. Well, thank you again for joining us, Serv, all the way over from the West Coast. Technology is awesome. The East Coast, West Coast. I always say East Coast for life, but, you know. But I want to move to the West Coast. So, until next time, this is John for Serv saying peace. Bye, Lee.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.